I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming alive. Last week, things seemed at last to be moving in the right direction for Terry, as he began to believe that Sandra really trusted him and that they might have a future together after all.
You're not bad, Terry King.
Huh?
Maybe I will have that dance with you after all.
What?
Maybe. Depends on the music.
And now it's time for the final part of this series of Coming Alive. Dance on.
Terry King. Oh, Terry King. Oh, what's happening to me? You'd think I would have learnt after Dawn. And then Kevin. I mean, we are talking about a convicted con artist here, a crook. Oh, but look at what he's done lately. He gets taken hostage by a war veteran, but he covers up for him to stop the guy going to jail. He breaks his heart trying to stop a young kid being taken into care, and I really believe he wants to make the community centre work. Or is it all just a con? Oh, half of me wants to say to him, I love you. Oh, this is madness. This is even more madness because he is a client and I am a social worker. This is insanity, even thinking about it. But when he looks at me, if I was a doctor, I could get struck off. As my mum said after Dawn, it's about time you learnt. Most men are nice at first, or funny. But once they've had what they want, they change. It's like a switch. And she's right. Okay, sometimes the switch takes a little longer to work. But they're all driven by one thing. Oh, I wish... No, I do not wish. I will look after Gail, bring her up properly, do my job properly, get my life sorted out, and maybe later, if and when I decide, then perhaps I might look for someone who's not either a lame duck or just after the one thing. I am in charge of my own life. He is not going to con me. Oh, come on.
I think Daddy's out.
Maybe he's in the shower or something.
If you asked, I'm sure he'll let you have a key, Mummy.
That's a good idea, darling, but I'd rather not.
Why?
Because, oh, just because... It's better that Mummy and Daddy keep their lives separate. Anyway, I can't leave you here at Daddy's house without Daddy being here, can I?
We could leave him a note.
No, I'll call him later. He said he'd be at home today.
Am I coming to your work with you?
I'm afraid I've got a very busy day today, Gail. I've got to meet some people.
What sort of people?
Just some people. No one you know. Come on, let's go and see if Annie's at home. You can play with Emma. Well, I try and get a hold of your daddy.
£2 a ticket?
That's right.
Just for dancing?
Well, it's not just a dance. There's a DJ and a caller.
Why, is there bingo?
No, for the barn dancing bits.
When's this again?
Next Friday, a week today. We put posters up.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, there's one over there on that lamppost.
I never read anything on lampposts. They're usually trouble.
Well, this isn't. It's a dance.
I don't know. A rave, is it? Skinheads?
Well, of course it's not a rave. When did you ever hear of skinheads barn dancing? Now, it's a dance especially for people of a certain age. People like yourself. People who are young at heart.
Old people.
Shut up.
I don't like old people.
No, but you'll love this dance. It'll be great. Now, what do you say?
Have you got ID cards? If you're selling something, you're supposed to have ID cards.
Here we are. Official from the social services.
Oh. So what do I get for £2?
A dance, a DJ barn dance caller. Tea and cake, and we're even laying on a minibus to take you home afterwards so you get home safely.
What sort of cake?
What sort do you like?
I like sponge cake.
Oh, that's lucky. That's exactly the one we got.
Oh, and eclairs.
Anyway, how about it? Can we persuade you to buy a ticket and come and have a good time, all just for £2?
Is there a reduction for old age pensioners?
That is the price for old age pensioners. Anyone under 60 has to pay full price, £3.
Only a quid off?
Well, it's for a good cause. Every penny raised is going to help rebuild the community centre.
That place is an eyesore, Daddy's.
Well, it won't be once it's done up.
When is it again?
Next Friday. A week today, 8 o'clock.
I'll have to ask my friend Janet, see if she's going.
But if...
Call again next week. I'll know then.
Stroll on. Trying to get £2 out of these old dears is like trying to get blood out of a cabbage.
Yeah. Still, we've got a reasonable turnout coming. 50 tickets sold so far.
Yeah. By the time we've paid for the tea and cakes, we'll just have enough to buy a duster for the place.
Oh, we've still got a week to go. Plenty of time to get the punters in. Hello. Boss is out.
Who's that she's got with her?
I must be her kid. Here, has Sandra bought a ticket yet?
Hello, got company?
Oh, this is Gail. Say hello, that's Terry.
Hello.
And that's Steve.
Right.
Hello.
Well, my ex-husband wasn't in when I went to drop Gail off. He's supposed to be having her for the weekend.
Oh, right.
And my childminder was out too.
So you've brought her here for us?
No, I haven't. I'm going to try again later, but I was on my way to see some people in Merton Place, so I thought I'd call in here and see how preparations were going for the dance next week.
Oh, all on target, and every penny we've collected is marked up in the accounts book.
Did you say Merton Place?
Yeah.
You ain't going to call a Mad Mick and Natty Nora. They're at it again last night. The police had to be called.
Why did the police have to be called?
Steve, do you mind?
Oh, sorry.
Look, if you're talking about calling on who I think you're talking about calling on...
Who are they talking about, Mummy?
I think it best if we end this conversation.
Yeah, but you can't take her with you. Not to, you know, not to them.
I don't have a lot of choice.
Oh, yes, you do. Like I said, what about us?
Us?
Of course, we'll look after her.
You?
Well, there's no need to say it like that. I mean, if it's a choice between a couple of lunatics both armed with blunt instruments and...
What sort of instruments?
Drums and pianos, Gail.
Why do you have them?
Eh?
And you expect me to leave her with you?
Okay, I promise. No more jokes about blunt instruments. Look, it's only going to be for a few minutes, and what's your alternative?
Oh, well, okay, but no talk about things.
What sort of things?
Well, about where these car parts come from, for a start.
Why? Where do they come from?
Someone gave them to me to look after.
Why?
They just did, but I'm going to get rid of them.
Where?
I don't think this is a good idea.
You started it. Listen, Gal, you got a book with you?
Yes.
Well, would you like me to read it to you while we wait for Mummy?
I can read myself.
Oh. Well, maybe you can read it to me.
Why, can't you read properly?
Yeah, I can.
There are lots of children in my class at school who can't read properly. I'm one of the best readers in my class. Miss Baxter says so.
Does she? Well, she should know. I worked in a library, you know.
Where? The one in town?
No, somewhere far away. Look, come on, let's go and get your book. And you can read it to Steve. Right, that's the DJ, the cakes, sponge and fruit. Oh, I better leave out the nuts because of the false teeth. Records, Val Doonigan, Jim Reeves.
There you are.
Here I am indeed, 4 days to go to lift off. Fancy shaking a leg to Jim Reeves.
Oh, Jim Reeves is my idea of hell.
Yeah, well, he's not everybody's taste. I mean, I prefer the Kinks, but I can't see the old folks jumping about to Lola. So, how was your weekend? Do anything exciting without Gail?
Yes, I worried about her while she was with my ex-husband. Is Steve around?
No, he's out trying to drum up business for the dance. He does better than me at selling tickets. The old codgers like him. I think they think he needs feeding. They give him biscuits when he goes round. I don't get anything.
Oh, yes?
Why do I get the impression that things aren't right?
Because of this.
What is it?
A letter from Don's solicitors.
Who?
My ex-husband. Apparently, Gail told him what a nice time she'd had with you and Steve here on Friday morning and how funny you were.
Oh, that's nice. This isn't a compliment, is it?
Don obviously moved very quickly. As soon as the weekend was over, in fact, he's claiming that I am an unfit mother and he's going back to court to ask for custody.
Oh, come on, he can't do that.
Oh, he can, and he is. Thanks to your brilliant idea, I am now branded as someone who leaves a daughter in the care of a convict.
Oh, come on, Sandra, you can't blame me. What would they have said if you'd taken her to Mad Mix or left her out on the street while you went in to talk to him?
I know, I'm sorry. Oh, I hate him. He's not doing this because he wants Gail. He's doing this to get at me. He swore he'd get me back for divorcing him, and he's been waiting for the opportunity. Oh, I should have seen it coming.
But it was his fault in the first place. He wasn't in when you went round to drop her off.
But that doesn't alter the fact that I left her here with you. Oh, what am I going to do? I can't lose her.
You won't lose her. What does your solicitor say?
I can't get hold of her. She's not in till this afternoon. But she warned me. Don might try something like this. Oh, he's smart. He's cunning and he's nasty.
Why did you marry him?
Because I didn't see that at the time. I thought he was a dedicated copper who cared about society.
He's a copper?
Oh, he was. He left the force 2 years ago, shortly after our divorce. I think he was advised it might be a good idea. There was going to be an investigation. He's got his own security firm now.
A bent copper?
Well, I didn't know. He was very plausible at first. And that put the way he acted down to the stress of the job.
The way he acted?
I am not going to discuss my private life with you.
No, no, of course not. Staying out all hours, mixing with dodgy characters.
Oh, you can talk. At least he was on the right side of the law.
Well, that's debatable. The law can take a purse in open court while it condemns a less delinquent for it. Samuel Butler.
Would you like a kick in the head?
Not particularly, no. Can you kick that high?
Oh, this is no joke. I stand to lose my daughter here.
No courts will find against you.
Oh, no. Don has got the money. He looks respectable.
You're respectable. Can't you negotiate?
Negotiate? This is my daughter we're talking about here. I will not let her move in with that drunken pig. Let her grow up with his bigotry.
Does he love his daughter?
Yes, in his way.
Well, there you are, then. He's not really going to want to do anything to hurt her, is he?
You don't understand. He hates me more than he loves her. When I told him I was leaving, he begged me to stay. Really begged. Went down on his knees and... Oh, why am I telling you all this?
It's all right, go on.
But I'd had enough. The other women, the drunken rages. Gail was at risk, so I went. And as I was leaving, he told me he'd get me. And he knows there's only one way he can get me, and that's to take Gail from me.
I'm sure your solicitors will work something out. It'll be all right.
And if it isn't?
It will be. Come on, cheer yourself up by coming to the dance on Friday. If you don't like Jim Reeves, we've got Val Doonigan records.
Look, said Henry, there's the rabbit. And sure enough, when Dorothy looked again, the rabbit had come out of the hole and was happily chewing the grass, as if nothing out of the ordinary had ever happened.
Very good, darling. Now, that's enough for tonight. You can read me another one tomorrow. It's time to snuggle down.
Am I going back to Daddy's this weekend?
No, not this weekend, the weekend after.
Sometimes I don't like Daddy. He shouts when he gets angry.
Oh, he does his best, Gail. He doesn't mean a lot of the things he says, you know.
He didn't like that man you left me with last week.
Yes, well, your daddy doesn't like a lot of people.
He said he's a bad man and you shouldn't have left me with him.
If I thought he was a bad man, I wouldn't have left you with him, Gail. You know that.
I don't think he was bad. I thought he was nice. He was kind.
Yes. I think he is too.
Is Daddy angry with me?
With you? Oh, good heavens, no.
I think he is.
No, darling. Daddy gets angry with other people. Oh, sometimes he gets angry with me, but never with you.
Why does he get angry with you?
Because... I don't know. It's just the way people feel sometimes. Anyway, you snuggle down.
Right.
Here, tomorrow night we'll do something special.
Can we get a video?
We can do whatever you want. Now, night-night. And sleep tight.
Hello. Mr. Webster, nice to hear from you again. How's business? Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, this Friday. Let me have a look at my roster. Oh, Friday's a bit tight being payday, but... No, I think I can do it. Yeah, for you, anything. How many men do you want? Two? Okay, leave it with me. They'll be at your office at 8 on the dot. No problem. Cheers. Nice one.
Mr. Gaines.
That's right.
Mr. Don Gaines.
Right again. What can I do for you?
My name's Terry King, from Grove Hill Farm.
Well, well, well. What do you know? Looking for a job babysitting?
No. I've come to put the record straight.
And what record would that be?
All right, I did look after your daughter for 10 minutes last Friday, but only because you weren't in when you should have been.
Well, well, eh? A knight in shining armour.
No, just a bloke who doesn't like being used when it's unfair. And the way you've put it across is unfair. And I'm here to tell you that if you carry on with it, I shall be in that court telling the truth about what really happened.
You will?
You bet your life on it.
Well, that's good, because that's where I want you, Terry. In court. So they can see just what sort of low lives my ex-wife leaves our little 6-year-old daughter with. Convicts and thieves.
I am not a convict, and I was never a thief.
Oh, I never said you were a thief. But that little toe rag, Stevie Addison, now, he's a different kettle of fish.
Whatever he was in the past, he ain't now.
You're protecting everyone, ain't you? Like that in the nick, are you?
I'm not in the nick.
Oh, sorry, yeah, so you ain't, no. Out on licence, so my old mates in the force tell me.
That's right.
Must be terrible, that, eh? Neither being in or out, really.
I'll live with it.
Oh, I'm sure you will. But actually, it's a bit fortuitous you coming here to see me. I mean, in view of your situation, and in view of mine.
What do you mean?
Well, here am I, a man who's only looking for what's best for his daughter.
Oh, please.
And also a man with many friends still in influential places in the legal profession. Get my drift?
No.
Come on. You know what's what. You've been around. I might be in a position to do you a bit of a favour.
I don't think I'm interested.
You say that now. But how about if I could pull a few strings, eh? Like I say, I've still got friends on the force. Good friends. A few words here, a few words there. Who knows? You could be officially out. Not just out on licence, but properly out in a week or two instead of, what is it? Another year?
Yeah, about that. Come on, get to the point.
All right. I could wangle you full remission. Walk freed right now. Like I say, pull a few strings with people who owe me. And I've got a lot of favours owing me out there.
And what do I have to do?
The fact is, Terry, it would help my case that Sandra is an unfit mother if it was known, not to put too fine a point on it, that she was... screwing around with a convict.
And then you what?
I hit him.
Well, just because he wanted you to say that you were slipping her one?
He wanted me to back up his claim that she's an unfit mother.
For which he was prepared to get you out of pokey for good. That's quite an offer.
It's no offer at all, you pillock. One, it's an insult, and two, the promises of a bent ex-copper aren't worth a light.
Well, yeah, but there's no need to hit him.
No, I suppose not. Especially because then his mate came in and smacked me so hard I thought it was Thursday.
It is Thursday.
It's an expression.
I never heard it.
It doesn't matter, does it? The point
maybe
is...
Maybe it's one they only use in prison.
The point
although
is...
Although my uncle was in Pentonville, I never heard him...
Point is that I think I might have made it worse for Sandra.
No, of course you haven't. I bet when she heard what you did, she'll be dead chuffed.
Terry King, where are you?
Then again, maybe not.
Oh, Sandra!
Don't you Sandra me, you...
Look, if it's about what I think it's about, I can explain.
Oh, yeah? Then explain this.
Oh, that looks familiar.
Yes, another letter from Don's solicitors. I'll save you reading the small print. I'll just point out some salient phrases like, unfit mother encourages her criminal associates to assault. Note that word, assault.
Look, I admit that things may have got a bit out of hand yesterday.
A bit? You assault my ex-husband, causing him actual bodily harm?
No, I never. I tried to, but I missed and caught the end of his nose.
Causing extensive bleeding and bruising to our client's face.
It was not his face, it was his nose.
Well, where the hell do you think he keeps his nose? Under his armpit?
No, listen,
no,
son.
You listen. You may well have cost me custody of my daughter, and you will most likely go back to prison.
Do what?
For breach of the terms of your license. And frankly, you deserve it.
Bet you wish you'd done what you wanted now, eh?
What was that?
Oh, nothing, no. I'm just talking out of turn.
Done what who
it
wanted?
It was a private matter between me and your ex-husband.
How can it be private when it could cost me my daughter?
She's right. He wanted Terry to say in court he was getting his leg over with you so he could prove you're an unfit mother.
What?
Well, he... Duh.
And for that, you hit him?
Yeah.
God, you're wonderful.
Hey?
So he asked you to perjure yourself?
Yes.
Then we've got him.
Well, I wouldn't bank on it.
Why?
Well, think about it. We go into court, me and your ex-old man, a convict and an ex-policeman, businessman, pillar of the community. Who's the judge going to believe?
Yeah. Especially when the business about the assault comes up. I think you're on a loser there, mate. Still, there's got to be a way round this.
Yeah. I take Gail and leave the country?
No, I'm sure Steve's right. What we got to do is look at this positively. There's got to be something we can do. It's not all doom and gloom.
Terence James King?
Yeah, that's me.
I have here a warrant for your arrest on a charge of assaulting Donald Eric Gaines on Monday 15th last.
You were saying, Terry?
That's that one. That one. And there. I think that's all, Sergeant.
Thanks, Sandra.
You are advised not to leave the country until the hearing, and under the terms of bail, you have to report to your local police station on a weekly basis.
Mr. King is already doing that under the terms of his licence. Can I take him with me now?
He's all yours.
Thank you.
Well, looks like it's all over, doesn't it?
No, it's not looking good. I'm sorry I got you involved.
No, it was a good idea, renovating the community centre. It was a challenge.
I'm talking about in my domestic situation.
Oh. When do you reckon they'll take me back inside?
That depends. They might wait for the court to find you guilty on the assault charge.
Oh, they'll find me guilty, all right. After all, I hit him. Not very well, but I hit him.
Or they might decide that even being charged constitutes a breach of the terms of your licence. In which case, it could even be Monday. I doubt if they'll do anything before the weekend.
So in short, I'm going back inside.
I'm afraid that's the situation.
Well, in that case, I've got a few loose ends to tie up, starting with tomorrow night's dance. Surely, taking everything into consideration, you can't refuse me one dance, even if it is the last waltz.
Not those balloons!
What?
I don't care if you did get them as a job lot, Ozzy. We are not having happy birthday balloons up there.
How's it going?
Not bad. Everything seems to be in order. Jam sponge is due at 6.
Yeah, well, don't put them out till halfway through, otherwise they'll all be gone. I've seen these old-age dudes before. Stick food out and they go through it like gannets.
All right.
Right, you told the DJ no heavy metal and no rapping?
Yeah, it's all sorted. Brain-dead music only.
All right.
Hey, look, I'm sorry about... You know.
Yeah.
I mean, this place, it could have been good. Yeah. Would have brought the estate back to life.
Well, maybe they'll get someone else in. Someone else due for parole where they need the cell space. Someone who might be able to do a more successful job of raising the cash to do this place up.
What, an armed robber, you mean?
Yeah, something like that. Now, listen. Whatever, you stay out of any dodgy business, right?
Hmm?
You listening to me?
Yeah.
Take a lesson from me. Once they got you pegged with a bad name, you're for it. Stay on the straight and narrow. And keep in touch with Sandra. You never know, she might be able to sort something out for you.
What a job!
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with earning an honest living. If I'd done that, I wouldn't be going back in.
Right.
No, Ozzy! Not the balloons that say Merry Christmas either!
Where did you learn to dance like this?
In prison.
What, from a book in the library?
Yeah, it was when I was in solitary. I chalked the footsteps on the floor, taught myself.
I bet you were a wow at prison dances.
Oh, yeah. I was ever so popular.
You know, you're so different.
Different from what?
From what I thought you were when I first met you. A hardened criminal.
Yeah, well, very few of us are what we seem at first sight. Listen. Is it really so impossible?
What?
You and me. Being close.
Terry, we shouldn't really be having this conversation.
I know, Sandra, but I...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being such a lovely crowd on such a lovely evening, but it's time to wind down now. So if you'll take your partners for the last dance.
Well, the last dance.
Yes, please.
Coming Alive was written by Jim Eldridge. Carl Howman is Terry King, Phyllis Logan, Sandra Gaines, Ben Crow, Steve Addison, Giles Fagan, Don Gaines, Victoria O'Donnell, Gail Gaines, and Anne Beach, Mrs. Watson.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive was directed by Marilyn Imrie. The music for the series was composed by John Miller and Jeremy Taylor and sung by Jacqueline Dankworth, with John Miller on piano and Dominic Ashworth on guitar. The musical director was Harvey Brough.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Well, there's been 35% inflation. Baby, since the last time I had any fun, gonna do what I can to make things turn out right. 'Cause there ain't nobody here who can show me the light. And I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my trust.